Blog Talk Radio.
You've been lost.
We decided to get together to do something, and we hope and meet your approval. Gloria, come up to the microphone if she's still there. Tina, come to the microphone. Dolores Washington. Inez Andrews. Clyde Brown as Inez's son-in-law. Reuben Lightfoot. Reverend Whitman. Barrett Sisters. Minnie Collier. Y'all get in your section. Altos together. All right, y'all get some sections. Y'all know, just like the choir. Tenors get in the middle. All right, all the bass, all of y'all sing soprano tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in that group was a young boy named Narcellus McKissick, Eugene Smith, Robert Anderson, Willie Webb, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Folk, Sadie Durr, and they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Martin. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin Singers. They opened up by singing. Sing the second verse, Billy. Only a little.
Only a little. And Jesus.
He's merciful.
Join in with us. Sing the chorus.
That song in my mother's home going, right? Oh, Helen, you know.
Yeah.
And I love that song even before she sung it, you know. But I just love it more because I can understand the only one look at Jesus.
Yeah.
Reverend, I got a few scriptures right here.
Sir.
I don't know if you got you want to write them and add to this, but I got a few scriptures right here. And Pilate was the one. You know, people argue about Pilate, right? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
People argue and fuss and say he washed his hand. He had the chance to let Jesus go. And you know, everybody's so smart about it. You know, I'm not gonna be the one to debate what went on all the way when I got out the scripture. I just wanted to read something. Because I believe only one look at
Jesus
caused Pilate. You know, Pilate was a chief of the Romans, official. The children of Israel couldn't kill Jesus. They couldn't. They had to take it to the Romans. They the only one to give capital punishment out. And Pilate had a chance to release him. You know, and he tried to give him. Go to the ones who are over you, you know. And they went took him to him, and they gave him back to him. And he told him, all you want to see is friends. Oh, they just put all kind of things on. Reverend, I want to put this there. He just gave me this, right? Because that song only one look. But he started out, Reverend, because I know, you know what I'm saying. When you're in this thing, Brother Randy, every teacher, preacher around here, you want to be used by the Lord. You don't want to be you using you. You want to be used by the Lord. You want when people hear you, they hear God. You don't want nobody to say, oh, he sounds so good. I'm glad to hear from this. You want them to hear Jesus because Jesus said he is the shepherd. The sheep should know his voice, and he calls them by name. Too many times we hear people, but we're not hearing God, and we're lifting up Eric, and we should be lifting up God. So I want to tell you that Pilate did something for me. He did something for me, brother. He did a bold thing, and I'm going to step out when I say this here, because you know I'm not a scholar now. Somebody can hit this one button after I get through praying, and I'm going to show you these little scriptures. I'm going to get out of my little way and take my little red wagon on. Reverend, you can bring your red wagon on if you want to. I'm just going to take my little red wagon on, throw my little Bible in the book, roll on down the road, you know what I'm talking about. But before I do this, pray with me, Rev. In the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. In the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Lord, we thank you for
Lord.
The song that you placed in the heart this morning, Lord. Lord, we're not
thank
trying
you,
to dissect the word, but we think about how it labels to our heart, Lord. Lord, we want
thank
to be
you,
used
Lord.
This morning. I believe everyone on this line, listen to me right now, you got something for them to do. You got assignment, Lord. And we all have to do
Lord.
One thing, Lord. It's lift your name up, Lord. So we come this morning and say
Lord.
Thank you for another day, Lord. Lord, I might not sound like Reverend Eric. Eric, I might not sound like Brother Randy or Brother D, Lord, but use me in thy service, Lord. Lord, I seen somebody crying one day, Lord, and I just want to tell my lover, but I didn't know how to put the strength there, Lord. But, Lord, use me in thou service, Lord. You said we are the temple of the Lord, Lord. So, Lord, prepare me to be the vessel, Lord. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit as we decrease this time, Lord. Teach your word, Lord. Preach your word, Lord. Lord, give us something we can instill in this day. Someone said, it's Friday. Lord, we want to know every day with you is sweeter than the day before, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for all the days you've given to us in this week, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for your love, Lord. Thank you for your kingdom, Lord. Can we believe, Father God, when we touch and agree like this, we know somebody's going to be blessed, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody going to get somewhere a healing going to happen, Lord. Somewhere somebody gonna, a bill going to get paid, Lord. Somewhere somebody, their finger was hurting, their finger going to be feeling good, their back was hurting, they going to be able to sense straight, their feet was hurting, Lord. They come on. Man, God, you made a way. Let's just say that you're making a way, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. So, Lord, we just come in the most humble way we know how, Lord, asking you to forgive us for all our sins, Lord, known and unknown, Lord, sins, Lord. Lord, we be careful to remind and say thank you, because we believe when praises go up, blessings come down. That's why we render the next song, Lord, to you, Lord. Only one look. Lord, I believe somebody on this phone got a look from you this morning, Lord, and we thank you for that day, Lord. So we love you, Lord. We're going to honor you today. We're going to magnify you today.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And watch the salvation of the Lord. So thank you, Lord, as you work through the word today. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Reverend, I got my rib wagon, Reverend. I'm not gonna be alone. I didn't bring the mule, you know, because if I had the mule, I could park it. You know, but since I got this rib wagon, just a few scriptures, and I'm gonna get out of the way, brother. Look what it says over here.
Come on.
I'm gonna get out of the way now. Look what it says over here, and it says over here, John. I'm gonna do something like a lot of folks don't probably like to do. Been taught how to preach and do. I'm gonna do something out of the I'm going straight to Pallet.
Come on now.
It don't have to be Easter when I do this one here. You know what I'm talking about? It don't have to be Resurrection Day when I do this. I'm going straight to Pallet. You know what I'm talking about? Because when I heard that song, he said, only one look. Reverend, you know the lyrics of that song. What I'm leaving at.
Turn you away. If I'm saying it.
But he did.
Just one look. Just one look will bring salvation.
What?
Salvation.
Put it in your chest again. Only one look. Do what?
Yes, sir. Well, it will turn you away from seeing just one look. One look will bring salvation. Eternal life to win. Just one look. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, do you love me? Oh, come on, feed us, Ray.
Hold on, brother. Get your own wagon, man. I got my wagon. I got a wagon.
Yes, sir.
John, chapter 19. You get your own wagon, man. You can't ride my wagon. John, I think I'm gonna go up, man. I'm gonna go up a little bit. I'm gonna start at 17. I'm gonna go up to 13.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm gonna read all the way down to 12. See, God just gave this. That's why I'm just, you know, y'all pray for me. I'm trying to bring it in here. Right? Watch this here. Look at the Holy Spirit. How he's doing this thing. Now, I'm gonna go to Pallet. So I think either I'm misunderstanding him, or others trying to put too much burden what he didn't do. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But I'm going to say he did something. When I get to read, you're going to say he did something. You know, yes, sir, he did something. And I'm going to say this here in the van. I believe God blessed him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because he stood bold on a statement. When I get to that statement, you're going to say, yeah, he did. Watch this, Reverend. I'm going to see if I got the same book you got. 13, 19, and 13. When Pilate therefore heard that saying that he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the what? Judgment seat. Remember we were talking about this yesterday? I'm telling you, this is the Holy Spirit, man. The judgment seat. You remember we were talking about the judgment? Your judgment's going to begin.
Sir.
See, but his judgment began when? Remember I told y'all? Our judgment is right now. Folks are judging
us
right now. Oh, here
right
we go.
Now.
And let me give you something. I wasn't going to do this here. Just, well, look at the whole spirit. I wasn't going to do this here. I'm going to give a little way. Now I got to get the music now because I got to stay here a little while. The judgment what I'm talking about is different from what people try to go to Matthew's over here. Let me go here. Anyway. Let me go here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I like this. I got the hard copy, y'all. You hear them pages turning? Look at it. I got the hard copy. Hey, Reverend, let's go to Matthew 7 right quick. You know what it says on the judge? Look at it. And I'm going to read this one scripture again now. I'm going to Matthew 7 and 1. I don't know. I don't keep no notes, y'all. God gave it to me. He said, when Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down into judgment seat in the place they call the pavement. You hear me? You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Look, now watch this here. I was saying yesterday that God, we are being judged. The Bible says in Peter over there, the judgment will begin at the house of God. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You want to be judged
now.
You don't want, you get the folk Jesus, you want him to say, well done. You don't want him to get before you and open up another book and start looking at your deeds. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because the Bible said if you don't repent, you will have to, what, he's going to bring it for you again. Now, watch this here. Now, I might have got this wrong, too. Matthew said, judge not that you be, what? Not judged.
Mm.
But
mm-hmm.
with the judgment, you judge. Look what it says. You shall be judged. And with measure of ye merit, it shall be measured to you again. Now, we got to get plain. We're trying to make it plain, y'all. And why behold thou mote that's in thy brother's eyes, but consider not the beam in thy own eyes. Now, watch now. It's getting so plain.
Yes.
Remember, he said, why? Y'all know a lot of folks don't like this. Why is you trying to get this little mote out of my eyes, Reverend Henry, and you got this big old beam in your eyes?
Yeah.
You know, you judging me, and you got this big old beam in your eyes. And how you going to get this out? And look what the scripture says. And how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eye, and behold the beam in thy own eye? He said, thou hypocrite, Eric. He said, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye. Then said, look what he said. You should see clearly and cast not the mote out of thy brother's eye. I'm in the book, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He said, before Eric, you go judging Reverend Eric, before you go over there talking about his problem and what he's doing there, make sure you got this beam out your eyes. Now, you got so much on your table, man. You got a whole lot on your table, Eric. And you over here trying to take some stuff out of Reverend Henry's eye. And things you're taking out of Reverend Henry's eye, you over there doing more deals. You tell Reverend Henry don't go steal, and you steal and stole my phone cars and the house, and you know, you're a hypocrite. You know, so I'm not talking about that judgment when Pilate was before them. When Pilate was before him, he said, now I got this opportunity, and I'm gonna sit you down. That's what Pilate said. I'm gonna sit you down, and we at this place called payment. Don't hear me, but the Hebrew word of God. It was for preparation for the Passover in about the 6th hour. And he said unto Jew, behold, what did he say? Your king. He said, put him for all the people there. He said, y'all bring this brother at the prayer hour, and this is the Passover. Remember what we said about the Passover? The Passover when what? When the first initiated, because they had a time and they celebrate the Passover because how God brought them out. You know, amen. He brought them out. And Jesus is the real Passover because he's going to bring us out of sin. Oh, he'll be, how he gonna do it? Because he's getting his point right now to get on Calvary. He's about to go up Skull Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get there, I want to judge him. I want to see what y'all see when you say he is. If he ain't what he is, we're gonna see what is he guilty of, Reverend. What is he, can you find something guilty about him, Reverend? Well, Pilate got a chance to see. He said, "Behold, your king." That's what he said. But they cried out, "What did Reverend him? With him? Away with him! Crucify him." And Pilate said unto them, look what he said unto them, he said, "Shall I crucify your king?" I told you I'm going to do something with this. You know what he said? Should I crucify your king? And the chief priest answered, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We have no king but Caesar. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See,
right.
Now, this is, that's what I'm trying to say. He had to know and feel that this was the king. Pilate had
yes,
to
sir.
He was almost, see, he, you never know if you really understand, he was almost like a power attorney for Jesus, because he said, are you sure? You want me to run? Or he said, Reverend, you want me to kill your king?
Yeah.
And they said, crucify him. He is not our king. Caesar is our king. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I feel this one here. You know why I feel this one? Only one look. See, once you had a look of Jesus, I beg the difference if you a minister, a teacher, and have never have an encounter with the Lord. I beg the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because I believe when you pick this thing up and start teaching and preaching, he's going to visit you. Oh, yeah, he's going to show you some spiritual things. He's going to speak to you. You don't have to get no answer from no man or no woman. You can get it straight from the Lord. I called you.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the one got a problem with what I'm just saying, that's still a Timothy right quick. Oh, help me. I ain't got no, I don't make this stuff. Let's go to Peter right quick. That's good. I don't make this stuff up, man. Let's go to Peter. What about Peter? Can we go to Peter? Can we go, Peter, man?
Yes.
Please take him. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Peter said this over here. Peter said it. Not to say it. Second Peter. Second Peter, y'all. I need some help with this, man. Second Peter Second Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. He says here, first, Second Peter chapter 2 and verse 10. I'll do this because, you know, For the sake of understanding, he said, wherefore, the brethren, give diligence. That's what he said, Reverend, to make your calling and your election sure. But if you do these things, you should never fall.
Yeah.
So that's what he said. You should be ministering unto abundantly in everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, wherefore, that's what he said now, I would not be neglected. And he said, to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them. That's what he said, and be established in the what? Present truth. Yeah, I think that as long as I am in the tabernacle to stir you up, help me, Holy Spirit, and put, look what he said, you into remembrance, know that you surely I must put off this what he said, this is my tabernacle, even of the Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. When God called you, when God, you've been elected to be in here, I'm in the book, y'all, he said, if you seek me diligently, if you seek me diligently, you would not fall. When did we start falling? Because we stopped seeking him. We stopped using him.
Yeah.
We see people, preachers and teachers, falling because they walk away from the teaching from the beginning. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, but stay with it. If you I'm going to be there with you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Now watch, but Jesus was there. Jesus didn't stop. He just sitting there. He hearing them calling him. He's not a king. He is a king. You know, they going back and forth. And Jesus, and everybody wanting to call his name, and some don't want to call his name. You know, it was a mixed crowd there. But only one that got to speak at this time was the accuser. Help me, Holy Spirit. Was the accuser. And Pilate wants them to know that I want you to be very sure, Reverend Eric and Reverend Henry, and watch this here, and brothers and sisters, I want you to be very carefully. Do you really want me to do what you asked me? Yes, he is not our king. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's what he just said. Now, verse 15, 19 and 15.
Come on now.
But they cried out, away with him. Away with him. Crucify him. Pilate said unto them, shall I crucify your king?
Mm-hmm.
The chief priest answered, and we have no king but Caesar. then deliver him. Look what it said. He him, therefore, unto me to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
They, well, they was on it, wasn't it? They had it figured it out now. They didn't psych this thing up. Now they finna what? Finna what? Finna assassinate him. They thinking they doing a bad thing.
Yes.
They thinking they getting rid of the problem. The fame, it went across, Reverend. But me and you,
yes,
you and I, we know that this was the best thing ever happened. Because only one look. Oh, I went there.
Yes, sir.
Should I put a subject there?
Yes,
only
sir.
One look.
Only one.
You don't think about Jesus. Jesus did like this here. He was like when Isaiah when he got converted. He said, "Send me." But Jesus came down 42 generations. He said, "You've been Lord in your service."
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes,
oh,
then they know. He said, "You be in your service." Because sometimes you got to know in this ministry, you're gonna have some ups. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit, and you're gonna have some downs. You're gonna have some letback. Set back, and you have somebody don't want it. It's gonna be some people. You think they really listen to you, Reverend? You think they really listen to you, Reverend? And so you sit down. He didn't have to say all that. He didn't have to do all that.
Yeah.
But Jesus healed, delivered, set free. He took your hand and my hand, and now he's finna place it in God's hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, can you get your hand and start looking up to the heaven and say, "Lord, I want you to hold my hand." Oh, help me. So I'm gonna get the lesson. I've been around the scripture just a little while, and the scripture said, in verse 17, and he buried his cross. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and went into a place called the place of skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Where they crucify him, two others with him on the other side, one, and Jesus in the midst. That means there were two people on each side of him. Help me, Holy Spirit. And Pilate wrote, "Look, this is where I'm getting to, y'all. I'm gonna be through. I told you I got my little red wagon." And Pilate wrote a title and put on the cross, and the writing was what? Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Now remember, they just told him, "This ain't our king."
Mm-hmm.
They told him,
this
brother is not our king. Pilate, I want you to hear me. You remember when Pilate said he washed his hand? Did you really think he washed his hand? Look what he's being bold. Pilate's really being bold right now. He's really going against what they were saying. Because they said that the chief priest said, "This is not our king, Caesar is." But look what he did. He took his, and if I'm, in my book, it's in Lord's cap. Jesus of Nazareth,
yes,
the king of Jews. It's in Lord's cap. He written this. This will be like a tombstone for us today, you know. It will be like somebody had a plot right there, you know. And when every time they come by, they know where you're at, you know. I told my brother,
right.
Well, I know where my mother and my father reside at, because I go through it every time, straight to it, you know what I'm talking about. But we do have a plot there, and you can see the plot, you know what I'm talking about. And Jesus has this written over him as he was hanging on this cross. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus of Nazareth. I don't know the one way to teach this, y'all. He said, I want you to bear with me. Do you really think he really washed his hands? Help me, Holy Spirit. Do you really think Pilate washed his hands? No, Pilate was still believing what his wife said. You better let him go. God woke me up. You better let him go. Because this man had did nothing. I found no fault in this brother. So he never, even though they disowned, watch this here, blaspheming the Holy Ghost, even though they disnounce him, because they never really received him, because the Bible said it's impossible to have been enlightened, but been taken of the heavenly gift in the Holy Ghost and turned from it. Brother and sister, these brothers have never had the Holy Ghost, because they wouldn't be hanging them on the cross right now. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So look at what look what happened here. Now, Jesus, I'm almost through, y'all. This title, then read many of the Jews for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written, well, here we go, y'all. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Now, here we go.
Amen.
He made sure anybody passed by this place where they got our Savior hung at, anybody come by, if they speak Greek, if they speak Hebrew, or they speak Latin, they're going to be understand what it said, the Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. I'm gonna step on faith when I'm going to say this. I think this brother would have been converted. I think this brother here finally really got to convert, because it takes belief to get in, my brothers and sisters. The Bible says this. If, excuse me for a minute while I go in, I'm going to be right back. Y'all can stay right there for a minute. I'm going to do something, and I'm going to be in the hearing when I do this here, because I know it's in Romans. I do know Romans. Mm. It says it's like this here, Reverend. If they took it out now, it's still in Romans. It says that if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and should believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed. Now you tell me something,
Reverend.
He said here written this on the we'll call the tombstone. You know what I'm talking about. He written, do you think he believed? Because they didn't believe. Pilate believed that he was what? The king. I know y'all. This might be able to do a lot of votes. But I want you to know, somebody might have a doubt and said, well, Pilate was wrong. He wasn't in and he crucified him. You know what he did? I still say what he did. It had to go forward. It was already predestined for Jesus to go through this. But he had faith, brother. He had faith that this brother was the king. Oh, here, Bill. And he
Lord.
Had so much faith. And he inscribed it on the tomb in three different languages, so all of them can say that they didn't know. If you see it, you might call Caesar your king, but I believe that Jesus of Nazareth is the king of the Jews. And what's so cool about it, just for the sake of it, he said, your king. It's your king. But let the truth be told, it seems like it's your king too, huh? Because you fighting hard in Israel. You fighting hard, and the Jews was fighting for him. And look what he said again. This title, then read, many of the Jews, as heavenly Holy Spirit, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Greek, and Latin. Now watch, I'm out of here, y'all. Then said the chief priest. Oh, here we go now. This is why I know this brother had a change right here, Reverend. He said, then said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate, write not. Hey, wait, don't, Reverend. Write not. The king.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said, right? But that he said, I am the king of the Jews. Help me, Holy Spirit. Woo. And Pilate answered.
Thank you.
What he said, Reverend? What I have written. I have written. So
I
you're
have,
trying to tell
yes,
me,
sir.
You trying to tell me, everybody look down on Pilate. I don't know if you really didn't look at the scripture close enough. I just read a while ago. He said, what I've written, I have written to my heart, to your heart. You can interpret how you want to, but from my heart to your heart, I believe this man wiped away his hands then. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He wiped away his hands because he stepped out on faith. He said, what I written, I'm not changing it. Oh, you trying to tell me something about that with that Reverend. Did you see that Reverend in the word Reverend? Did you see how he said, only one look? When he saw Jesus and he heard the story, and he had one of one of them guys came to him, Reverend, and they said, He told us, if you tear this temple down, he'll raise it back up in 3 days. And it took what?
3 days,
all this 6 years to build this temple. And this man, he's blaspheming. Crucify him. But what he did right here, Reverend, I love this verse. I'm going to read 21 and 22 again. in your own mind, you've been studying the word, you've been looking the word, you heard it, read it, you want, take this to somebody else. You, just look at this, what Pilate did. I believe God opened the heavens for him when he did this. I just believe this, man. I believe it from my heart. Because he said, this belief, this is what we call Romans 10, where he said 10, 9, and 10, and 11. Look what it says right here. But I'm back over here done. Then said the chief of priests, the Jews to Pilate, write not the kings of Jews. But they, this is what they want them to put on there. But that he said, I am the king of the Jews. Not that he, they said, don't put up that he is the king, that what he said he is. That's what they're saying. I want you to put up like he is the king. I want you to say what he said he is. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then Pilate said, Pilate answered, I have. He said, what I have written, I have written. He means I'm not
saying.
He is your king. You won't be able to tell, you won't go back and tell no people. Well, Pilate did everything we said, Caesar. He inscribed this on here, but he didn't, Caesar. He made it look like he's king over you too, as well, Caesar. I know how you go, brother. But Pilate was a bold specimen, and he stood bold, and he gave God what people right now wrestle with right today, knowing who is the Messiah. There's still people wrestling with that. It's still people wrestling with is Jesus. But I'm so glad. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to do this again, y'all. Only one look at Jesus. Since you
beautiful.
Have been converted, since you have gotten lined up with his word, since you are walking with the king, you don't do the things you used to do. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're not remaining in the same place that you are when you before you met him. But now since you met him, it ought to be written in your heart, he is the king of kings. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, Reverend, he's still Lord, Lord. Hey, Reverend, he still resides in my heart. You know what, Reverend? I don't need to do this one because I feel him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I feel him.
Amen.
In my heart.
Yes, sir.
It's like, can you imagine at this time it was different with this? We can freely worship Jesus. We can freely say, I love the Lord. Back then, they couldn't do it. Man, Pilate stood out there, man, when he did this. He went against all what they were saying. He said, I'm going to be redundant, like he did it, because Pilate was redundant. He said, what I've written, I'm not changing. So I leave you brothers and sisters with that. I told him I left a lot of room for Reverend with his little red wagon. I just took my little red wagon. I got four wheels on it. I was going to air the tires back up because there was a lot of weight on there. Because I wanted to raise it out of there because I wanted to stretch it a little bit and stretching the word a little bit. I want you to come in into the meat of the word. And I want you to hear what the meat of the word said to me this morning. And then when did he say that, Reverend? Reverend been on the phone with me. We want to talk about this little Reverend. God just gave this him. God is speaking over here. We ask you for your prayers, and we thank you for your prayer, because there ain't no way in the world you're going to remember and put things together without God like doing this here. So ask God if he's your king. Have you set your king now when you're around people? Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit. Are you moving to, but this ain't the right place to call him my king? You know what I'm talking about? Here's a man. Yes, they did crucify him. Yes, they did all of that, but it was predestined for them to do it. Still said from my heart, when I read this a little while back, I don't know if anybody ever caught that in that scripture like that, Reverend. I'm not saying they haven't, but it spoke to my spirit when Pilate did what he did. People always hung up the other part what Pilate did. He said he washed his hand and he went on crucified, but the book said in Matthew, he written some on that tombstone, this is your king. He is the king of Nazareth. You know, you can say it. You can put all you want. I am the king. No, he's your king. And as a matter of fact, when it all said and done, the way he just presented, it was his king too, because he stepped up to the plate, brother. He stepped up to the plate. When the last time you stepped up to the plate? When the last time you really stepped up to the plate? When it's easy to step up to the plate when it's convenient. Can you step up when it's not convenient? Help me, Holy Spirit. Can you be in the midst of some people and you speak, man, to, no, today, You're not gonna step on Jesus in front of me with that. Yeah, you might not be popular when you do it. After you get through doing it too, you might not be popular. Don't worry about being popular on this earth, but you worry about getting to heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yes. Can I do this one more time, Reverend? Can I do it one more time? When I do this, I want you to come in and help.
We decided to get together to do something, and we hope and meet your approval. Gloria, come up to the microphone if she's still there. Tina, come to the microphone. Dolores Washington. Inez Andrews. Clyde Brown as Inez's son-in-law. Reuben Lightfoot. Reverend Whitman. Barrett Sisters. Minnie Collier. Y'all get in your section. Altos together. All right, y'all get some sections. Y'all know, just like the choir. Tenors get in the middle. All right, all the bass, all of y'all sing soprano tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in that group was a young boy named Narcellus McKissick, Eugene Smith, Robert Anderson, Willie Webb, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Folk, Sadie Durr. And they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Martin. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin Singers. They opened up by singing.
Long version. That's for me when I'm riding by myself. I know y'all ain't ready for this. That's that long version. I just want to tell you so I get you, because I know certain folks, you can miss them and you can catch them. But let me tell you something. Only one look. Hey, Brother Darren and Reverend,
yes,
it's open
sir.
To y'all.
Yes,
before y'all say something, I'm telling you, man, we listened to that song. And he said, go and play that other song right behind Use Me, Lord. Play this song. And, and I don't know where Reverend was going. I know where myself was going. And he gave a message. Because
Amen.
A lot of people fight Pilate. They wrestle with Pilate. They say Pilate did an awful thing. You know, but when God gave me that a few days ago about Pilate really, God, he did something what a lot of us don't do. He stepped out on faith. And he told her, I've written. You know, I want you to know something. If just take the words I just gave you. Take it to somebody, you might could help you with it. Might be somebody on this line right now to go a little further where I went with it. It's open, but I'm for understanding. It's open for. I'm not the absolute here, but I really believe in my heart that was fate what Pilate did. He was the king.
Yeah.
He was the king.
I'm going to speak. I'm at work. I'm going to speak, so I'm going to speak and get out of here. But
yes, sir.
What you said was truth. I was pulling in the parking garage, and the Holy Spirit said, he's telling the truth. Because so many times that message has been preached, but I don't even think people have really felt the conviction. And like you say, we've always condemned him because we say he washed his hands, you know. But pulling in, the Holy Spirit said he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth. And it sent me to Daniel 12:4, where it says, In the last days, knowledge shall increase. Knowledge means the truth. The truth shall increase. It's going to really be seen for what it is. And if you're really sincere about your relationship and the Word of God, he's going to give us the truth. He's going to give us the truth. And like you said, only one look. The people on the cross had only one look. Just that little time he spent there with him.
Mm.
And he told him, in this day, thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Ooh, I got to put that down. That's pretty good.
So, yeah. You're right. And you know, the scripture said, and I said that the other day, because the scripture say, seeing, they still don't see. And hearing, they still don't hear.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to be so caught up with what we've heard people say so much to when we hear it like what you say, Grand Brian, it almost take us backwards because we ain't never, you know what I'm saying, we ain't never heard it from that perspective. I mean, we ain't never looked at it from that angle. But the Holy Spirit's driving it. I was pulling in the garage, and the Holy Spirit said, he's telling the truth.
God bless you, man.
So I'm going to get out of here and go to work. Yes, sir. God bless you, brothers. And I love everybody. Good morning, Amart. I love you. All right, brother.
Yeah. God love you, man. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he's all right. Thank you, Jesus. You know, that's so beautiful, beautiful, honey. God bless us this morning. We're understanding if we seek after the Lord. We're understanding better, because even Jesus said, knowing that all things were accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Said after. But when we thirst after righteousness, you know, when we thirst after what God has to say, oh, hallelujah, every time he reveals unto us, hallelujah, it sets us in awe. And when you thirst after, you know, God, you just, you know, we don't put him in the box, but we be open before him. He can do a wonderful work with us. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God how he has done that even this day, even this hour. He took us further. And he's so fitting it together and still fitting it together. Hallelujah. Because it jumped out at me. You know, it said, Yoki. Oh, hallelujah. Your king. Your king has become our king. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful today. Thank you. Beautiful today. Oh, man. He's still blessing. He's still, it's still running over. It's just walking hand in hand. We thank God. We thank God how what I said the other day, God, he just put it on my heart. The communication with man. And man, it's just been bubbling over and over, you know, even speaking to you while the song was being played. It was ministering to us, and at the same time, the Holy Spirit ministering to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And ministering to me and gave a beautiful lesson. And I'm still receiving even right now. So we just thank the Lord. Technically, and it was even connected, just so as God was with you. And you said it in your prayer. You said this is God was with Moses.
Moses, yeah.
He was encouraging
with Joshua.
You know, yeah, and then also, I took that as you were teaching a lesson. So as in when Pilate sit him down, this is what God put up on my heart. When Pilate sit him down in the judgment seat, God was with him. God the Father was with God the Son in the judgment seat. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. I feel so much Holy Spirit right now. I can hardly talk, but I just thank the Lord for his community. We need to look at the God's communication with us. You know, we man, you read it in Scripture. You read it in Peter. he even let us know about it in Matthew. Oh, hallelujah! And then it took us on how Romans was tied in there. Thank you, Jesus, the plan of salvation. And he explained the plan and even how you taught us how the plan could come about. Thank you, Jesus, because if Pilate would have done what he done, you know, the plan could never have been. Oh, but I thank God. And then he also gave, well, the Holy Spirit will make witness of himself. And he also encouraged another one that he was telling the truth. Even went to Daniel. Oh, hallelujah. See, we don't allow God to increase. Hallelujah. Because we get set and we feel like we're this, but God has more than us than what we realize. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we just open up to him and what have faith. have faith. He'll open up and unfold unto us, and just like he's doing, and just like he did this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to give thanks on this lesson. I just want to give thanks on what God is doing. I want to give thanks, and I even thank him. So, Amy, get back. Thank you. He's just still blessed. One who understands. One who understands Psalms 139. One who understands the Lord searches all hearts and understand all the intent of the thoughts. Thank you, Jesus. He understands. He knew Pilate's heart, and he knew he was caught between a rock and a hard place, but he put in some faith that would stand up and be bold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus loved me. This I know.
I like that. I like that.
Hallelujah.
I like it.
Hallelujah. Jesus loved me. This I know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We cannot get away from his love and personal care. Hallelujah. Especially when you fool around and tell him that you love him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you tell God in sincerity, Lord, I love you. He's going to make sure he's going to bring that to you. Remember, you told me that you love me. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. And he is the one who understands. First Chronicle, hallelujah, 28:9. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For that, thank you, ain't it beautiful, blessed, the joy of your presence. The joy of your presence. Worship is at heart, overflowing with praise to God. Praise to God, who God does not need our praise, but we need to praise God. You write about it. By basking in his presence, we drink the joy of his infinite love. Thank you, Jesus. And rejoice in the one who came to redeem and restore us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came to redeem. He came to fulfill. He didn't come to destroy, but he didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets, but to fulfill and help them do the work that has been started. But he came to finish the thing. Thank you, Jesus, that it could overflow in us even on this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, overflowing the joy of your presence. My brothers and sisters, giving it just for the wealthy. It's for all of us. Giving isn't just for the wealthy, but it's for all of us. God has blessed each and every one with something that they can give. Oh, hallelujah. Each and every one, God has created a being. I don't care how big or how small you think someone's gift is, but it is still a gift, and it's used, and it's used for the purpose of God. Hallelujah. It works. Hallelujah. It works. The wealthy is, wealth is given to them that they may bless others. Hallelujah. Financially. But, we have some around here that's wealthy in spirit, that's wealthy in knowledge, that's wealthy with encouragement, that's wealthy in just a listening ear, that's wealthy in just showing love, that's wealthy in showing faith, that's wealthy in joy. If we use what God give us, it works. Tells you that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. While we teach, if others pray. Some praying. Some just say, I'm just listening. But meditating in his law day and night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it all works together. Oh, hallelujah. Prayer. Prayer. Prayer helps the thing. Faith helps the thing. Listening ear helps the thing. Receptive hearts helps. It all helps. Then we all are made better to attend and worship God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful today. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He tells us he'll be with us, even in this lesson today. Hallelujah. 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 Our heart should be overflowing. And you know, I had a conversation with my wife this morning, and it was, and I was expressing, I want to look at more victory. More victory. You know, it's easy for us to look at, what we're going through, but I'm regardless of what we're going through, I'm going to look at victory. We woke up this morning, victory. Even if God calls them home, but they die in Christ, victory. Oh, hallelujah. Blessings to see this day. Can breathe, that's victory. Oh, hallelujah. Can receive, that's victory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. No, hearing the Holy Spirit talk to you, that's victory. Oh, hallelujah. Pleasing the Lord and want to please the Lord, that's victory, because so many are turned aside to want to do their own thing, but there is some hearts that still want to hear from the Lord. Oh, that's victory. In this day and time where right is wrong and wrong is right, but our hearts still yearn and long. We still thirst for it. That's victory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the same conversation, was similar with what my daughter was having with her children, to be thankful. Now, so much and ask God, but thank you for what he has already done. Oh, that's victory. That's victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That blessed my heart to hear my daughter tell me, before she's dropping her kids off at school, giving them a godly counsel and praying with them. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And one morning, she was rushing. she was rushing and got to pray. And the godson, Rev, the godson just started praying. That's victory. That's victory. You know, we wanna bash the youth, but there is some youth that hearts still wanna do what God wants. That's victory. Thank you, Jesus. That's victory. Hallelujah. Rem Brown, and I'm even reminded of your, they diagnosed your grandson with COVID, but he and God said, I'm all right. That's faith. That's victory. Hallelujah. I feel his Holy Spirit. See, we need to We need to look at what God is doing. That's victory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, love you guys. Oh, that's victory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That's victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, Ray, we often say that if it was something said or something misunderstood or you might need prayer, you might just want to wave your hand. We often say that for you. You know, we know today is Friday. You know, some of us, we look forward to the time to be together. But if it be God's will, you know, we always say that we'll be here on Monday. You know, I'm talking about, you never know what day might bring, a change might come. You know? So we ask you if you want to come in, testify, want to wave your hand, you know, you can. You know, you need prayer, we're here, you know. The Holy Spirit is really on my brother, you know. And I really believe the Holy Spirit has been in that lesson, you know, because he's going to be lifted up. He's going to be lifted up. If nobody hit the one button, he's still going to be lifted up. You know why I know?
Yes, Lord.
He said in a songwriter, put it plain, I don't want no rock crying out in my place. I don't want no rock telling how good God been good to me. If a rock, somebody said, "How you ain't never heard no rock speak." But you ever hit a rock on another ground hard part and it burst, like, you know what I'm talking about? You know, Jesus said, that is a hard substance right there. Are you harder than a rock? If you pray, will it stop you from lifting up and saying, "Lord, thank you"? Now, you might not hit the one, but I'm cool with that. You know, I'm just saying it won't be because we never have the opportunity to tell you this is the day. Maybe it might have been a song. Maybe a Reverend testimony should have touched your heart. Brother Darrell testimony might have touched your heart. The man drives to work. He said, "Man, I got to hit the one button." You know. He says, "You got to hit the one." And he started texting me. And he started texting me as we speak. You know, Dumba, how God bless his soul. You know, Dumba, when you have been encountered with the Holy Ghost, and when you encounter with God's love and his majesty, don't you know you're going to remain the same? You hear his words, change will happen. Change will go forth. And I know people busy. You know, I know things get tied up. Folks, you know, they can spend so long on the phone. I know that. But I'm telling you, while you have time, while you have a time to get with the Lord and tell the Lord, "Thank you," you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised if you just hit that one button and step out on faith, like, what was his name? Pilate? What he did? That was I don't care what nobody said. If I misread that, mistaught that, God bless the listener ear, Lord. But I really believe it took faith for that man to write that on that tombstone, on the scribe what he did. And he just didn't do it. They want him to change it. And he didn't do it.
Right.
He said, "I've written what I've written." You know,
that's right.
That is faith, brother. That is faith. I know this is the King. That's what he's saying. We had a young man preaching one day. He had a little skit, you know. He was showing about a little skit. Had a man on the pulpit with a diaper on. What they put in the baby mouth, you know, pacified. He was giving a little illustration, man, and all of a sudden he had some Cracker Jacks and some cereal, you know, some Pope Toasters he had in there, and he got through with that skit, and he started really ministering to the people. That's what I say. And he started saying, and he stepped back. He said, "He's still the King." And he kept saying it, Reverend. Reverend, he kept saying it, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
I think about the third or fourth time he said it, what'd he do, Rev? Tears started coming out of his eyes.
Yeah,
so he got away from the body of his message and got to the meat of the land because he started worshiping the Lord. He's still the King. And he kept saying, "He's still the King." And then when we said it about the third or fourth time, tears just started coming out of her. And I know it was real because we felt it didn't be real. You could tell
the whole, that's right,
of the whole service, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm telling you, when you encounter with the Lord, you've been in the service
with
the Lord, and you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Now watch this, Reverend.
Yes.
The day you hear my voice. Now watch this, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Now if you haven't heard this, you haven't felt him, ask, Lord, why can I want to feel what Reverend Henry's feeling. Lord, give me the prayer in my heart so I can worship like Reverend Henry was praying them. I want to do like when Doug couldn't get in the job good enough and hit the what button.
Thank
you know
you,
what I'm saying? I don't want to rob my blessing today, Lord. I want to let people know, man, know, because I don't want him to say, what did you say before the man? Did you say before the man? I don't want no one to take my praise out of my mouth. Then maybe, you know, I understand, you know, some of us, we need a little more pushing. But let me tell you something. What do God have to do to get you to praise him and lift him up? Because I know you hear, some of you hear very faithfully. And I'm telling you, God bless that. He's going to bless it. But at some time or another, you know how you tell your wife or your husband or your children, or your mother, your father, or somebody you love, you know, you just want somebody to know, I love my mother. You know, I love my husband. I love my wife. I love my children. And you might want to testify and say, if it had not been for the Lord who on my side. So it won't be because when we leave today, physically, off this line, that God's not seeing us and knowing what we're doing. It's because of we have made a choice, a conscious choice, what we want to do. So I ask you, if you don't know the Lord and the pardon you're seeing, hit the one button so we can tell you about Romans 10:9-10.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna add one more scripture at 11. You know what I'm saying? If you, for the sake of understanding. So if you already got them and you fell out of Christian fellowship, renew yourself again. Repent. And come back to the Lord. And let us and let us be able to minister to you with the word of God. We can do that too. Now, if you got all them things tied up, just give me a hallelujah by waving your hand, by hitting the what button. You ain't got to say a word. If you got it tied up.
Beautiful.
But if you don't have it tied up, don't hit it then. But then we're going to go on a little farther when we say this here. God is a merciful God. He wants us to see. We could stand up for our certain teams that we like. You know, we'll holler loud. Matter of fact, say some slip out, say the wrong word. We go to the racetrack and they do this at the racetrack, Reverend. For some of us on the racetrack, vendor. You know, they go to the racetrack and when it's gonna be a big race come up, you know what I'm talking about? Everybody been wanting to see this big race, Reverend. And they come for miles to see this big race. And before they get up in there, they say, Grudge race. And I'm in this other, I want to holler. He said, Grudge race. And everybody run up there to see this race been promoting all by maybe about 2 or 3 months. And they run up and they turn around, they got their money out, they betting, you know, they say, I like this,
okay.
And I like him, you know. And they out there they got the drilling going. Here they do the burnout. They get off in there and they get off in there, Reverend, they got the tires hot. Here they is, you know, they're bagging up, they turn the nitrous on, purging right through. They purge now. Everybody is getting excited, Reverend. They're getting so excited. I got Reverend. I know Reverend gonna beat them, but put 20 on Reverend. And everybody, they holler real loud, Reverend. They're excited, Reverend, because it's a grudge race. They stand out, grudge race. Get up here, get up. Everybody off the fence. Hey, on their toes, looking at this race, Reverend, and they're bumping in the first beam. Hear me, Holy Spirit. And here's another one.
Yeah.
He might double beam. You know, we call it double beam. They just go in and turn both lights on, Reverend, to start the race, Reverend. And the other one sitting there, he might be still cleaning them out because they on track rules. So he really ain't got to go in first because he ain't got that 7 second rule, Reverend. Hang with me, Reverend. So he bumping it in there. So now they got him in there, both of them in there, and the lights come down. and everybody go to hollering and running behind the car, and there's only going to be one wonder, Reverend. It's going to be, maybe some might cross the line and still come crossing the line, came by, and you have somebody had to be the we call the dependable person. The DP man had to tell who really won. I'm getting you somewhere, Reverend. And Reverend, don't you know they get excited for that? They go, and I'm guilty. I've been right there with them. But Reverend, we will lift that high when we're God. We will lift up that high when we lift God, Reverend. We will lift it higher, and we will lift up God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I say this, Reverend. Pray for us.
Yeah. Yes,
you may get that later. Pray for us, man, that we stay with the Lord.
It,
this
man.
Will be a day. Whatever you desire that God wants you to have today, let's touch and agree. Let's pray. Because we're not going to force nobody to do nothing. Let's pray and give God the glory and the victory. I believe if we be still, my mother taught me this many years. I didn't know what she said until I got in the Word. Be still and watch the salvation of the Lord. Because many times I was moving and I wasn't waiting on the Lord. But now I'm being still and waiting on the Lord. Waiting on him. He's been coming every time too. I'm talking about all the time. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to do this, brother. For the sake of all this conversation, oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit that's been in the presence of us right now, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your humbling presence that you all over, even in Chicago, Texas, California, Detroit, Mississippi, Alabama, all at the same time. Lord, you even giving us traveling grace to get to our destination. Lord, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, Father God, for the word that went up, Lord. Lord, before something was said, what presented in the presentation of the word wasn't received. Lord, we ask you to open up the heart. Lord, massage that heart. So they can receive your word, Lord, and apply it to this day, Lord, and allow them to be understand that you are the King. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You sent your son down, Lord, and we believe he's the King. He's our King, Lord. We can say it with boldness, thank you for Jesus, because he has tied our hands back to your hand, Lord. Thank you for the Savior of this world, Lord. So, Lord, as we leave in this week, Lord, we ask you to bless Sister Martha. Give her the strength, Lord. Bless her whole household, Lord. The people coming in and going out, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit touch her, Lord. Thank her for the nuggets that she gives us each and every day. Thank you for Reverend being faithful. Thank you for Brother Randy.
Thank you, Lord.
Maybe hit the one button sometime. They want to wave their hand, Lord. Not saying the one just listening. Bless this whole ministry because we are a family, Lord. Even the one don't say nothing, but be attentive and listening. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Whether a spiritual name. Bless them with a spiritual name, Lord. Bless them with a spiritual name, Lord. Lord, we know you know their finances. We know you know what they need, but bless them with a spiritual name, Lord. We thank you
for your
ever present, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask you to guide us through this whole day, Lord, as you guide us, Lord. Speak for us, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we often pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. This is short talk right here, Reverend. A little short talk, Reverend.
Beautiful.
Can you stay with me?
Beautiful.
Short talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come and let's go back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenals of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as a thousand midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And they went down and they shook Jesus.
Shook him.
And Jesus
got
up. Jesus came up. Stood on the ship. Looked around. And chastised them first by saying, oh ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said three words. Peace, be still. The sun came out. The clouds dissipated. The thunder hushed his voice. The winds went back in his chambers and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, we're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Robin Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this.
Master.
What? Master.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The tempest is raging. Are tossing high.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, God.
The sky.
Thank you, Lord.
Is on shadow. Oh, with blackness.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Down.
We perish. Oh, how can I lie asleep? Oh, when it seemed like each moment is so madly threatening. Oh yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave. A grave. A grave. Oh, indeed. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord Jesus.
Peace be still.
Peace be still.
Oh, 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 peace be still.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
just love. Just love.
He'll be right back.